Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the toll-free line. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. It's coming up. Later on, on Monday night show, we're going to do something experimental. We're going to do a Skype-only show. So if you want to participate in the Skype-only show, meaning that we will not be giving out the toll-free lines, go ahead and get Skype installed right now if you don't already have it. I know it's a Microsoft product, and they're probably connecting to the NSA, but you're calling a talk radio show, so everything you're going to say is public anyway, so it really doesn't matter, and it's a good way to do it. Skype tends to sound a lot better than the phone, so get your Skype installed on your smartphone, tablet, or your personal computer, and get it all set up for Monday night, and don't forget to plug in lrn.fm as the person you want to call. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it, and you'll be good to go from that point forward. So there's lots in the news here tonight, including the Edward Snowden leak that is one of the newest Edward Snowden leaks. There have been many of these that have come out, and I'm sure most of them I probably haven't really even been aware of. There's been so many, and they've just trickled out over time. Unless you are really, you know, got a Google search going for Snowden, you probably don't even know what all of them have been. But there's a newer one that is, according to The Atlantic, devastating to the defenders of the National Security Agency. And Daryl and I, we both had the same story tonight, so we
yes.
should definitely talk about that. But one of our listeners had asked if we had been following this Jade Helm situation at all, and I honestly had just kind of heard about it. I didn't really know what it was all about. Apparently, Daryl, you were aware of it?
Yeah, I actually got a question on my podcast for the Ask Me Anything that I do. Got a question about a month and a half ago about, you know, what do I know about Jade Helm 15? And I did a decent amount of research.
Is it 15 as in 2015?
Yes.
Okay, it's not that they've done it 15 times.
Right.
Okay.
So 15 as in 2015. It started on July 15th, and it's running through, I think, September 15th.
But what is it?
It's military exercises.
It's martial law?
The military does exercises all the time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's what the conspiracy theorists, Alex Jones sort of people, are saying. It's martial law. They're bringing in the tanks, and the New World Order is going to take over, and they're closing down Walmarts, and they're setting up shop, and it's anarchy.
Oh, you know, I think I heard about this. Apparently, there are secret tunnels underneath Walmarts, and that's how they're going to move internment camp people.
That sounds really deep.
Yeah, I heard some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the Purge. But, you know, the government's going to be killing everybody.
But there's absolutely no evidence for any of this other
than speculation.
Like,
but Alex Jones has the documents.
Some Walmarts were closed down suspiciously. And I will admit that, you know, like, it was very suspicious that Walmart gave 5 hours notice to their employees.
Is there any indicator that the Walmart closing down has something to do with the military?
A couple of the Walmarts that closed down are now being used in these exercises. So, like, that's the beginning and the end.
That's all you need.
Just in case the terrorists take over a Walmart? Is that the idea?
The terrorists did take over the Walmart, Ian. The military is operating out of the Walmart. But I don't really see how, you know, like, Walmart, which gets a lot of government funding to operate these buildings, and people don't really realize that Walmart gets a lot of government funding.
Do they get a lot of government funding, or is it just tax waivers? I mean, a lot of times you'll see a Walmart looking to move into an area, and they'll get, like, a waiver of no property taxes for a certain number of years in order to encourage them.
When I was living in Birmingham, Alabama, not the first time, like, when I moved back after getting divorced, the city of Birmingham gave Walmart land.
Oh, wow.
And they gave them, you know, this big, huge tax waiver. So it was like a $13 million, basically a handout to Walmart.
Is that the same thing?
The land?
I mean, the land is definitely a handout. I'll give you that. But, you know, waiving taxes, I mean, it's sort of like a handout, but not really. You're just making it so they don't have to pay. It's unfair to everyone else. That's certainly
true.
Right.
So, you know, like all of the mom-and-pop restaurants and businesses within a three-mile radius of Walmart still had to pay all of their taxes.
Yeah.
But Walmart, for like 5 years, was told no property tax and here's free land. So that's definitely a handout. I don't see how it could be construed that it's not a handout of here's land and you don't have to pay taxes on it.
It's definitely playing favorites, that much is for sure. But shouldn't we be celebrating when somebody doesn't have to pay taxes? I mean, shouldn't that be a good thing? Shouldn't we be encouraging the government to...
Nobody should have to pay taxes.
I agree.
I will celebrate when there is no more government and there's no more people stealing my money and telling me what I cannot do.
And the
That's
thing
when
that,
I'll celebrate.
The thing that made such little sense about this, and I realize that was not a proper sentence, but you know what I'm trying to say.
It's okay, it's radio.
Is the Walmart, there was one already there 3 miles away from the new location, but it was in a different municipality.
Oh, okay.
So Walmart was bribed to move 3 miles.
Oh, so they shut the other store down?
They shut the other store down.
Wow.
And moved 3 miles.
That's
because
expensive. I mean, to
free
close
land and no taxes for 5 years.
To close an operation like that is no cheap, or to move an operation like that is no cheap thing.
So
now, what if it was one of the government ones? Then that would have just thrown their whole martial law just
what
right down
ones?
The tube.
You're talking about the ones in the jail.
The ones we're talking, about right now.
Yeah. So the point that I was trying to make is, in a lot of these cases, and I've seen it with other businesses, not necessarily Walmart, to where they'll get these sweetheart deals, like, you know, come in, we'll give you land, we won't tax you on it for X number of years, and right as that agreement is getting ready to come up, the business says, oh, we're closing down this plant. So it could have been something kind of like that in these situations out in Texas and Utah and wherever
Lots
else
of places,
it is.
According to, I've got a story here at the New York Post. They actually have a photo of libertarian activist Derek Brose from Houston in this story.
Oh, yeah, and I saw the headline. He has a picture on Facebook where he's holding the, like, Austin newspaper, and the headline is, Jade Helm Watchers Report Nothing to See.
The headline here is, Conspiracy Theorists Shadow Jade Helm War Exercise in Texas. Now, I'd be interesting to... I'm just curious. If you've been following the Jade Helm thing and you want to share with us, what's the worst case? I mean, what are people on the conspiracy theory side saying about this? Because this is obviously going to be the mainstream media's perspective. What's really going on? So if you want to share that with us, our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype as well. Skype username LRN. Here's a story from the New York Post where they say that no citizens were rounded up and imprisoned at Walmart. Tanks didn't rumble down city streets in a declaration of martial law. Eric Johnston wore his handgun on his hip on Wednesday, but really didn't believe soldiers participating in one of the largest U.S. military training exercises in history were coming to confiscate it. Still, he was ready if Jade Helm 15 came to the worst. Quote, I would like to think that if the situation were turned afoul, many more of our people would stand up and come to assist, said Johnston, a retired Arizona sheriff's deputy and the Texas organizer of a national group called Counter Jade Helm. In fact, the seven-state war exercise launched in the exact manner Army officials have spent months patiently describing to conspiracy theorists, with no fanfare or cause for alarm, and almost entirely out of sight to the general public. Pops of gunfire echoed beyond the front gates of Camp Swift near Bastrop, Texas, though that hardly seemed out of the ordinary on what is a training ground for the Texas National Guard. Parts of Arizona, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, and Utah are also hosting the three-month training exercise, which the Army has acknowledged as unique given the size and scope. Military officials have said the topography in selected areas is ideal to replicate foreign combat zones. Suspicions intensified after some conservative political websites seized on an Army map that labeled Texas and Utah as hostile for the purposes of the simulation. Fears spilled into public view in April when about 200 people packed a community meeting in Bastrop and questioned an Army commander about whether martial law was imminent. 855 453. Is martial law imminent? You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. And maybe you could tell us about this Jade Helm. Obviously, the mainstream media is going to give one side of the story, and that story, of course, is going to be that everything's fine here. It's just the military. They're just doing themselves some operations or training. Militaries need to train, so what's unusual about that? What's the big deal?
Well, they train all the time. Nobody's freaking out about Bold Alligator.
What's that? Bold Alligator? Is that another training thing?
It's a naval exercise in which thousands of Marines and sailors are doing exercises in the fictional country of Garnett, which is actually part of Georgia and Florida.
So they're on the land or in the Gulf of Mexico or something?
Georgia does not touch the Gulf of Mexico.
It doesn't? I've lived in Florida. Give me a break. I know Georgia's like close, right?
Georgia is north of Florida.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of
so
landlocked.
Atlantic.
Isn't it?
No, Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, okay.
Geography's hard sometimes.
You know, I lived in Florida. Alabama touches the Gulf of Mexico, though.
Yes,
right?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mississippi.
Yep, and Louisiana.
Alabama does not touch Louisiana.
No, Louisiana touches the Gulf of Mexico.
But Alabama touches Mississippi. I thought you were just naming things that touched Alabama.
Show me on Alabama where they touched you.
So, I don't know. I haven't made up my mind about Jade Helm. Maybe you know something about it. You can share it with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, what's the real story there? Is this going to be a prelude to martial law? Or is martial law already here? I mean, if you look at what happened after the Boston bombing, with the total lockdown of the streets in Massachusetts, where I forget where it was, in Watertown?
Watertown.
Yeah, with Watertown, I mean, there's your martial law, and that was done by the police, not the military, right?
And everybody was celebrating that. I remember tweeting.
Were you there for that?
I wasn't there, but there was someone who had moved from FSP
right.
who was down there because they'd gone to see some kind of comedy show or something. They stayed overnight.
And it happened to be in Watertown.
Yeah,
where they
couldn't leave, and so, like, you know, they're posting updates to Facebook all day, and I, like, tweeted out something, like, if you're in Watertown, you know, don't submit to searches, you know, record, and someone was like, why would you say such a thing? They're looking for violent criminals, blah, 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 and I was like, whoa, hold on, you don't know what they're doing.
You're trying to protect violent criminals, Cecilyn, clearly.
Trying to protect individuals. Like, I wouldn't want the government busting up in my house and tearing it apart looking for someone, allegedly.
It was a scary situation. I mean, they literally had SWAT teams, Bearcats, all kinds of armored vehicles and things like that.
That's the ballistic engineered armor response counterattack truck from Nashua, New Hampshire, was sent down to Watertown, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it actually would have been a good time for somebody who wanted to do some sort of terrorist bombing or whatever to actually go ahead and do that, because every cop from everywhere in the vicinity had centered in on this one particular location. So if you'd wanted to do something in, Concord, New Hampshire, there probably wouldn't be very many cops around for that. But nonetheless, I want to go to your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, you can go to freedomsphoenix.com. To do that every single day. They get the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com. They've got up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Greg is listening in Raleigh to Talk Radio 850. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, this Jade Helm thing seems a little interesting. I don't know if it kind of violates posse comitatus, which kind of got overruled anyway with that executive order by the president, right? I don't know if you guys have any insight on that, but a guy...
I'm not familiar with that.
So posse comitatus was instituted during Reconstruction, and basically it prevented the military from doing law enforcement
locally in
the United States,
yeah,
and that sort of got wiped away with W. Bush.
Yeah, and the NDAA had a little bit to do with some of that, too. I've kind of read into that little executive order there. It's kind of frightening, but for a soldier I know at Fort Bragg that I shoot with on the weekends, he said that there were some Russian troops also training with this group, And I don't know how many troops are involved. Is it like 2,500 or do you guys know or?
Honestly, I don't, but that's why we've got open phones so anyone can call in and share their thoughts here on this. I mean, are you concerned about this?
Well, not in a sense. It's weird when you see all the executive orders that get laid out and, you know, record and weird training like this. And, yeah, you know, I'm in raw material for aerospace. I sell a lot of material. The guys that are retrofitting Humvees and all kinds of vehicles for local law enforcement. You know, all this stuff has been kind of going on more recently in the last, like, 2 years or so. And 2,500 soldiers, I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do against 100 million armed Americans if an aggression was turned towards people? I mean, in one hand, I'm not worried about it, but I'm curious about it with everything you see going on. I mean, you have to
well, there's some there's some cities where there aren't very many armed Americans at all, right? Like, you know, Massachusetts, it's pretty hard to have a gun down there. And certainly nobody provided any kind of resistance against the police who came down there. At the very least, no one made video of any kind of resistance to the police. And I'm not talking about necessarily violent resistance, just any level of, hey, that's not okay. Hey, stop that. Or please don't come to my house.
You can come in with a warrant.
Yeah, I don't think even, you know, not even the Liberty people that lived down there bothered to stand up for themselves. So the whole thing was a pretty sad situation. And, like, I see where the people are coming from who are worried that having the military in the streets will sort of acclimate the people in the United States to the idea of having troops in the streets. Like, that to me is a solid concern about this. And, of course, that's been echoed for more than a decade. Greg, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I remember watching, like, probably 15 years ago or something like that, back when Alex Jones was, you know, he was putting out these videos called Police State 1, 2, 3. I don't know how many of them there were, but they were recording video of the military doing these operations very much like this, presumably, where they were running through a neighborhood. You know, and like they had machine guns and they were in fatigues and, you know, they were doing things of a training sort of operations nature in public. And so this isn't the first time this kind of thing has happened. It's been happening for quite a long time. Not that that makes it okay. I'm not excusing that. So I can understand where the concern comes from with, hey, this is kind of creepy. This is kind of weird having these military guys run around and do these training exercises in public.
Yeah, and you had mentioned Watertown, Massachusetts, but you failed to mention New Orleans, Louisiana.
That's right.
Well, because after Hurricane Katrina, not only was the National Guard there as law enforcement, but they were going door to door telling everybody, you must give us all of your guns.
They sure were. That was pretty horrifying. And that video still exists, by the way. There was an ABC News reporter who was reporting on them taking people's guns away. And there's even footage that aired on national television of them, like, running up against an old lady and forcing a gun out of her hands. It was crazy. 855-450-FREE. But again, you know, that's the National Guard. The police were involved in that. The Americans they're used to the police state at this point.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, Common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may join us. Toll free if you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in studio, it's me, Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We are discussing the Jade Helm. Is it, as some in the conspiracy theory movement are suggesting, a diabolical plot to run military training amidst cities in America, thereby desensitizing people to the idea of having the military around? Are they planning, as apparently Alex Jones said, according to a Wikipedia article on the various conspiracy theories surrounding Jade Helm 15, that this is an invasion? It's just a cover for deploying the military on the streets in preparation for the financial collapse and maybe even Obama not leaving office.
That's such a good Alex Jones.
That's not that good.
I was entertained.
So it hurts actually to do any more gravelly kind of voice. It like physically hurts.
Don't die, Ian. Yeah. Don't die.
Financial collapse. I've been hearing that that's impending for the last probably 18 years or so.
And every time
every president. Yep. Is never leaving. Bill Clinton was going to find some way to continue being president. George W. Bush was going to find a way to cancel the 08
election. I remember that.
Now Obama, and you know they say that Obama's the third term of George W. Bush. I like to say that he's the 57th term of George Washington.
All right, the GCN board op says it wasn't a bad Alex Jones impersonation, and I'll definitely take that from them. I mean, they actually work with the guy, so.
Toll free
number.
Good.
Thank you. Toll free number tonight is 855-453. Let's go to you with your thoughts here. Straight Razor first in Texas, which is one of the places where this Jade Helm thing is supposedly happening. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. How are y'all?
Hey there. Go ahead.
So, hold on. I've got a question for you, Straight Razor, before you begin. Is that your military special forces name, and are you part of Jade Helm?
No, I'm not part of Jade Helm, but I was in the armed forces before.
Okay.
However, I think the main worry for me is how much are these cities, how many people are having their privacy infringed? Because we're talking about special operators going into these areas, and their specific purpose is to blend in and gather information. Now, if you're doing that, what sort of equipment in the background are you using to gather other information from people's phones? Because there are things that you can do during training that would be completely unlawful if you were not training.
Now, is this something that the military has publicly admitted to, that they are going to be blending in among people in cities? Because I don't know, Cecilyn or Daryl, one of you guys read something online during the break that supposedly a lot of this is going on in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I've got the actual press release from the military from March. They don't mention anything about blending. They do say that, quote, the public can expect nothing much different from their day-to-day activities since much of the exercises will be conducted in remote areas, end quote. And then it does say that the most noticeable effect will be that there will be increased vehicle traffic, military air traffic, and, of course, there will be a economic gain because of fuel, food, and hotel lodging.
One of the original articles that came out on Jade Helm, and of course I haven't heard anything since then saying the same thing, was that part of the operation was specifically to give basically undercover operators experience in blending in with local people. So they would be applying for jobs, going around, trying to blend into the different communities as well as possible. So
what's the purpose of that?
The purpose is to give them experience in changing themselves and blending into a community so that they won't be noticeable. So that's what they're going to say, is that it's specifically for that, for training. But ever since that article was probably the last time I ever heard of it, and all of a sudden that disappeared. So,
yeah, I don't think that, if they are attempting to, quote-unquote, blend in for some spy operation, like the U.S. military does not have spying authority within the United States, neither does the CIA.
Not unless you are conducting a training exercise. That completely circumvents many laws.
Oh, so what you're saying is that because it's a training exercise is a loophole for them to be able to do things that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do in a real situation. But if they put the word training in front of it, then all of a sudden they can do spying, they can blend, or whatever you're talking about?
Exactly. So there were pieces of equipment in the military that I couldn't use if I just wanted to. But if we got a bunch of people together and said, hey, we are training on this specific piece of equipment that does function X, function X is normally illegal. However, since we're training, we can perform function X to learn how to do it.
Interesting. And so this is your experience from, you've called the show a number of times in the past. You have been a law enforcement officer in various different locations in Texas and former military as well. Straight Razor, thanks for the thoughts, the insight. Appreciate that. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. We've got Joe. He's in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Good evening.
Hey there.
I enjoy the show.
Thanks.
The question, and Keene, now I noticed where they had a tank come in, and a lot of people protested. Here in Alabama, a lot of the small communities are getting armored vehicles at their small police stations. And how can we, as people here locally in Alabama, show our concerns like you did in Keene? I just followed a little bit on the internet, and it's just scary, like what they're saying is going on in Texas, that it's going in our small communities, and what do we do in our areas to help fight against it?
That's an excellent question. Cecilyn, were you around? You were around for the
I was here for that, right? I'm old enough for that one, yeah.
Any thoughts?
Well, unfortunately, even though there was so much pushback here in Keene, I mean, I think 90% of the general populace was totally against it. The city council went ahead and accepted it anyways.
Same thing in Concord, where there was pushback there as well, and they went ahead and accepted it also. And I think the only place it's been rejected was Berkeley, California.
I think you're correct on that. Now, you can you know, try to talk to your councilman or alderman, whatever they call it there, do petitions, try to get people to show up to the actual event where the city council meeting where they talk about it and vote on and everything. Yep. But, I mean, they could just go ahead and accept it like they did all over New Hampshire.
They likely will. So, you know, prepare yourself for that. But those are all things that we did here. And there's even a song that
Thanks But No Tanks.
Thanks But No Tanks. I imagine the lyrics are somewhere on the Internet, even though the Thanks But No Tanks website has long been gone, unfortunately.
I'll try to find the lyrics and then post it on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live.
Excellent idea. So, Joe, that's an idea. Maybe go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page here. Hopefully, Daryl will be able to pull up the lyrics. And if you look at Keene, if you search for Keene and Bearcat, like, for instance, just generally on Google, you'll probably find stuff. Certainly, if you go to freekeen.com and you search for Bearcat and then scroll back to 2011 and 2012, you'll see lots of video of some of the stuff that we did. And there was a lot of petitioning that went on. Hundreds of signatures were gathered from people.
I mean, that city council meeting was so full, but that they stopped accepting people. They stopped letting people even go up to that floor.
Right.
They're holding people in the lobby.
Yeah, codes.
The fire codes.
Now, one thing that strikes me as odd is, in the application for this ballistic engineered armor response counterattack truck, the police chief cites Pumpkin Fest as rationale. We need this Bearcat because terrorists might attack Pumpkin Fest, and we need this to evacuate people, and because it's got this thing to detect nuclear stuff. Now that Pumpkin Fest is not a thing, can we return the Bearcat?
I doubt it.
No.
Joe, good luck down there. You know, as this develops, give us a call back. Let us know what's happening. Appreciate your call tonight. And, you know, don't be too bummed out when they go ahead and vote against everybody else's wishes. Of course, I wonder how different the response would be in the South. I mean, is it that, you know, more people love the police and the military, and so there won't be as many people pushing back? I'd love to hear it more from Joe in the future. More coming up here at 855 453 with Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And now we're extending our in-home trial to let you try Listen Clear risk-free for a full 45 days. With free shipping, we'll even give you free batteries for life. Call now, 1-800-956-9829. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your extended 45-day in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Right now, we've been talking generally about military and police and kind of the police state, this Jade Helm 15 that many people are very concerned about. Is it really a dastardly plot to acclimate the people in the United States to the presence of the military in their streets? I think that's a decent theory. But at the same time, the evidence is that they're not really in the streets. They're apparently out in the middle of nowhere doing a lot of these exercises. However, Straight Razor called in and said that he had heard that from like some sort of military press release or whatever that he had heard that
he said it was a news article that he read.
Okay, thank you for that. That the military was going to be doing undercover work, that they would be trying to blend in plain clothes or something like that. So they need practice blending in the United States. They're from here. So, I don't know, there's a lot of conspiracy theory going on here, and I just want to know what the real story is. If you know, and or at least you want to speculate, you can do that too. 855.
You'll find out the real story when you're in a FEMA camp.
855-450-FREE. Let's go to John. He's in Minnesota, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello. Say, what flag are they flying? Are they flying the red, white, and blue, or the one that they have put in the courtrooms in the last 15 years or 20 years?
Are you really going to try to bring this gold fringe flag into this conversation to suggest that somehow the military flying the gold fringe means that they're corrupt and that they're, you know, all of a sudden bad guys?
I didn't say that they were corrupt or non-corrupt. I just wondered what flag are they flying.
What would it mean to you if they were flying the gold fringe flag?
Well, what does the gold mean, and what does the red, white, and blue mean?
I'm just asking what it would mean to you. If the military was flying that flag, what would you then tell us? If I were to say, yes, I saw the military flying the gold fringe flag from the back of their Humvee, what would that say to you?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling you, to find out what's the deal.
No, wait a minute. Don't pretend like you don't know. You just called up and you referenced the conspiracy theory that has something to do with if you're in the courtroom and the flag has a gold fringe, that it means you're in a court of admiralty, and so therefore, blah, 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 you need to say these magic words and then you'll get the case thrown out. So what does that mean in the world of the military? You're the one who called about this, aren't you?
Okay. Well, the way I've been told, and I haven't looked it up myself,
by whom were you told?
By different talk shows, you know.
Ah, okay, got
but,
it.
I don't know if there's anything to it.
Probably not. But go ahead.
What flag they flew in Waco or in Ruby Ridge, and you know those places.
Did this talk show happen to be at late at night?
Oh, there's crazy talk shows all day long.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. There's no shortage of crazy conspiracy theory talk shows out there, John. Just because something, here's a reminder for listeners, just because someone with a microphone says something doesn't automatically mean that it's true.
And just because you read it on the internet doesn't mean it's true, and right. We'll explain that later with the lady down in Tennessee.
The lady in Tennessee.
The story about the counterfeit money.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we really even teased that one yet. That one's interesting. We'll get into that here in a little bit. John, I would say that you should be very, very skeptical of claims heard on the radio, including on this show.
Yes.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 850. Well, watch out for that gold fringe, though.
Unless dangerous. I say it, then you should believe me because everything I say is true.
Show me where the gold fringe hurts you.
All right, that's just me.
You want to join us here, and you can, you know, theorize if you want, but just keep in mind, you know, this is a radio show. It's open phones. The hosts of the show, I mean, a lot of times we'll admit if we don't know something, we're going to tell you we don't know something.
Yes.
But even if we seem like we know something, we could be wrong. So you can always call in to correct us here, toll free at 855-453, or you may Skype the show. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Look, I'm on board with the idea that having the military running training operations with guns and tanks and things like that in the streets could certainly desensitize people to the presence of those things.
Yes.
And I share those concerns. Is that what's happening with Jade Helm 15? Now they are apparently 2 days into what is going to be a 3-month-long operation. And so far, at least if you believe the mainstream media reports, nothing is really nothing notable.
Well, the mainstream media is in on the conspiracy.
Well, that's why I said I wanted to see a good rundown of, like, what's the supposed real story here? What's really going on? And really, there isn't much about it on the front page of Alex Jones's website, Prison Planet. If you search for Jade Helm there, you only find one entry on the front page.
Nah, he must be in on the conspiracy now, too.
Well, that is the deep conspiracy theory now, isn't it, Daryl? The theory that Alex Jones is actually a CIA operation.
But he always has the documents. He always has the
documents.
Well,
the CIA would give him the documents, right?
It's a double, triple conspiracy, guys.
Yeah. He's been to that monkey research center in the University of Texas, and he shouldn't even be talking about that.
The theory is that Alex Jones is a CIA operative, and that Ted Anderson, the owner of GCN, is also in on it.
I've not heard this one.
Yeah, I don't necessarily.
I heard the claim.
Maybe we're all CIA operatives.
I did hear somebody call in one
really
night.
Especially if you're so deep you don't know.
Anderson was one of the international global banksters because he sells silver and gold. And all of the silver and gold is controlled by the international banksters.
I'd like to say that I don't believe any of that stuff. I think Ted Anderson's a good guy, and I've bought silver from Ted and a little bit of gold.
I've never met Ted. I did get a free silver round when I called the number to get the copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island.
I don't know any of these people.
Ted Anderson is the boss man behind the Genesis Communications Network and Midas Resources. So we've had Ted on the show a number of times to talk about gold and silver.
Midas Resources. Yeah. Mark goes on about those people all the time.
Yeah, the company that syndicates this radio show is GCN. And yes. Ted is the owner.
And yeah, Daryl, I got that. Well, I had that bit.
So essentially, GCN is sort of like an arm of Midas Resources, sort of like the publicity arm.
You know, Ian, you're just in on the conspiracy.
There's an argument for that. In fact, some people, there's actually an argument, there's an article on the internet that accuses me of being a federal agent.
You're a federal agent, and you're also the leader of the entire Liberty Movement, and you're brainwashing everyone because you are a cult leader.
But then there's only one article accusing you of being
only one that I've seen. It was fairly in-depth. Let's go to Matt. He's in central Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
There.
Yeah.
Camera.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
First time calling. I think on this Jade Helm stuff, people have to realize what it actually takes to institute martial law on a large scale. I mean, does anybody remember the riots after the officers were acquitted in L.A.? I mean, that was a huge number of the armed forces. They were trying to lock down, 16 square blocks of L.A., and they had an extremely difficult time in one city. And especially in the U.S. where so many people are armed, I don't believe that this can lead to martial law at all.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. One of the better objections is, well, the military's all around the world. They've got a lot of troops elsewhere. They're not here in the United States, so they would have a real tough time. They'd have to shut down their military bases from around the world, I would think, to have any serious chance at occupying any amount of square footage in the United States.
Correct. And these, people forget how big states actually are. You know, I live in Minnesota, and it's bigger than most European countries. And I'm in central Minnesota. Just to drive to Canada is over 4.5 hours one way. So it's a logistical nightmare to try and lock down a country this size with the military.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
It is.
And you can use the situation after the Boston bombing that we touched on earlier as an example, right? In that situation, they brought in police from all the surrounding areas basically to simply occupy a suburb of Boston, not even the full city of Boston. They were in this Watertown suburb,
Correct.
Where the bedroom community.
Like you were saying, how many other cities were left, with no police in them? I mean, I think it's strange that they're taking over Walmarts and stuff, but again, that could just be supplies and who knows what, but a little more transparency, I think, is too much to ask for this government.
Well, that much is certainly true. They're not interested in being very transparent. And certainly when they do that, it makes them look suspicious.
Yeah, and I've read a couple of stories recently of a couple different municipalities where people have filed Freedom of Information requests and then got sued by the city because the city didn't want to answer the information request.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Matt, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, thanks for the app. The app is awesome. I've been listening on that.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the reminder about the app.
The app. That's right.
Yeah, we've actually made it easier to access it. If you go to apps.lrn.fm, that'll take you right to a page where you can pick either Android or iOS. And thank you, Matt. Glad you're liking it. Appreciate the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue in moments with hour number two of Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodwork tile, and more, all for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous, pre-finished, 3/4-inch solid copper heavy hardwood for $3.29 and more from 99 cents. $2 instant savings on our hottest Bellawood matte-finished hardwood floors. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing.
For the floor you want at the price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.